Well, it's a really great pleasure to have Eddie Reader on the programme this afternoon. Eddie, welcome to Radio Plymouth. And
I'm glad to speak to you.
Well, we're looking forward to your appearance at Loo Music Festival on Saturday night. Mini tour going on in the south of England. You were telling me just before we started recording, you've got to decide what to pack for the weather, so I'm hoping you'll get some decent stuff, but we never know.
Yeah, well, I came to Loo, actually, on my 40th birthday. Mm-hmm. It was one of those moments where I just put a pin in a map, ended up in Loo, and it just landed right on it, and I thought, well, I've never heard of it. I'll just go and see what it's like, and oh my God, I was in this magical, oldie, piratey kind of Plymouth Hole, I don't know what you, that kind of atmosphere of sailors and travelling and little hamlets that you can rest your boat in before you go off on your next big sea adventure. It just seemed so romantic.
Yeah.
And of course, my sons are with me and they loved it. They went crab fishing and all that stuff. They did the whole thing.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, but, you
chose well, that's for sure. You chose well. So, and this is a huge, well, I say huge. I mean, it's not huge in Glastonbury terms, but it's becoming bigger every year and some great artists appearing, including yourself on Saturday night. So I wanted to ask you about your music because I think, you know, we at the other end of the sort of industry, if you like, we sort of categorise things. But I don't see how anyone can categorise you because you've done pop and folk and jazz. And how do you see yourself as a musician, Eddie?
Well, I see myself as a musician, hopefully. And, you know, I mean, I try my best to be a musician. I enjoy music, and controlling it is a bit like that boat I was talking about. You're trying to manage it and make sure you've got enough space to be creative, enough space to criticise yourself and also not be overwhelmed with your own self-criticism and all that stuff. You have to kind of manage it. And I see categorising as what's done by other people that aren't musicians.
Yeah.
That's what they do. I always say to people, the only people I've ever heard talk about what kind of music do people play is people who don't play music, because in a musician's head, I don't think anything's off limits.
Yeah.
You know, you can be a classical musician that likes to sit in that world, but there's no way that stops you from being involved in folk music or rock music or loving the most eclectic, you know, kind of genres of music that are out there, you know, from electronica to, you know, rap to anything. You know, it's all there and it's all on the palette for all children, especially, I think every child is artistic. That's my thing, is that every child starts as an artist and then it gets kind of pushed away from it, as depending how sensitive it is to criticism.
Yeah, that's because you just start with a blank palette, don't you, with a young brain.
Yeah.
Now, having said all of that, of course, you have had the joy of a number one hit. What did that feel like, Fairground Attraction?
It was great. I mean, the truth of it is that when you're in an authentic place and you do something with really good heart, the results of it are always great. And I mean, I don't know where it was going with that, but I knew that there was something special about it. And certainly the fella that wrote that song, Perfect, that was the sort of signature tune for ages, for people, you know, people use it for their weddings, etc. I met somebody today that said that was their dance, and I'm amazed at how people use music. It's always more than the artist actually even realizes is going to happen. So I was just doing it with good heart, and I was playing with people that also had the same feelings. So it became number one, and part of me went, of course it did, you know, not in an arrogant way, but just because we were doing something that was just fun and kind of authentic, if you know what I mean. I mean, that's what I was kind of doing. And everywhere I went, when I sung and played and whenever I felt in the mood, I could have you up till 7 in the morning with songs. And so what I was doing with Fairground Attraction and Perfect and that album when we first made, that was doing the very same thing that I'd done since I was 7 and that my granddad did and my dad did and my mum did. And it was just sit in a room and enjoy music and enjoy singing, and that's, I think, what you got when you hear the record.
Yeah, yeah. And well, what was that, 80s, was it, or early
90s? 88. The very end, actually, because people say 80s, and I think, well, it wasn't exactly the kind of middle part or the beginning part, because that was kind of more electronica. And,
well, I tell you what, I think you deserve extra credit for getting a number one at the time when Stock Aitken and Waterman were virtually claiming every number one hit. So.
Yeah, there was, it felt a wee bit like there was a little war. Yeah. I mean, all credit to those guys for doing, you know, something that people wanted to dance to. Because remember, at the end of the day, we're all just minstrels. We're all supposed to just provide something for people to relax with when they're, you know, they've got the daily grind of living and working and providing, just like everybody else has. Musicians are the same, but when you work in music, that's kind of your gig. You're supposed to provide something for people to chill out to or stop their constant thinking about things at the moment. Just stop, suspend it, just enjoy this moment. And you know, music's like pets. Animals and pets bring you into the moment because they just want fed now. So a song is like that. It just wants listened to now. I'm like that with Aretha Franklin. Like, if I hear Respect coming on the radio, that's it. I have to stop the car, get off the motorway, listen to that. I cannot do anything except listen to Aretha Franklin singing Respect. That's all you have to do to shut me up.
Well, brilliant. Well, look, Eddie, I'd love to talk all afternoon, but we better get some music on. I think we better
maybe you'll play it.
Oh, I think we're going to play, firstly, we're going to play Perfect, and then we'll play Aretha Franklin. But you have a great trip to Lou, and thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. God bless.